Part of today's message is that this church is a gift. And you are all a gift. And even though your minister or your former minister is moving on to be a gift somewhere else, to realize that there are infinite possibilities, everything is wide open for each and every person. And that I have my gifts, but really this ministry is the gift to humanity. And so this talk is really about knowing that anything and everything is possible. And I know that for most of us in the world, we go, not everything is possible. Yeah, the good, the bad, the ugly, and the beautiful. It's all possible. And the question is, which will you choose? And hopefully you're answering, I'm going to embrace the good and the beautiful because I'm tired of embracing that which is not that beautiful calling. It is said that those who seek the Lord lack no good thing, which is Psalms 34:10. This ministry constantly seeks the Lord. All of us need to seek the Lord and realize that with that, all possibilities continue to emerge because God's will is for our good and the possibilities are only limited by our limited thinking, by our thoughts of what is impossible. And so I ask you to ask yourself, what is possible and what is impossible? We use these words all the time, but do we really consider the meaning of it, their implications? And to believe that something is possible places it in a realm of potential experience. But too many times we think about possibilities somewhere out there. The possibilities aren't just out there in the dreams and the fantasies that we like to grab a hold of. Most importantly, the possibilities, the true possibilities, are right here, right now, because God is right here with us, right now in this present moment, opening up everything for us if only we believe, if only we have faith. Remembering that old adage, most of us remember it, that the grass is greener on the other side. We expect that the possibilities are out there for other people. But for some reason, we don't see that the possibilities are here. We continue to battle with our possibilities, thinking that there's some other place, that I wish I could be some other place. It reminded me a little bit of that Green Acres sitcom. Is anyone else old enough to remember Green Acres?
Green Acres.
Okay, so I was going to say that, but thank you. So Oliver, so can you remember what his wife's saying? New York is where
I'd rather stay. I get allergic smell. I just enjoy the penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
All right. Now, this is what the magnificence of this band is. This was not planned. I have it right here on paper what I was going to say. So thank you. Remember that for 11 o'clock. We'll work on it during the break. This is what I love, the laughter, the joy, the possibilities. Who knew? I should have. Because the possibilities are endless. Greatness and joy and happiness are always surrounding us because that is God's will. Too many times we look up and we continue to think, no, God's will is for someone else, someone out there. But the truth is that God's will is good. It isn't the authoritative God that we are used to in Catholicism or any other Christian religion, or the authoritative God in the Muslim tradition, or any other tradition that thinks that God is this strict God that wants to smite us and slap us around because we do something wrong. No. That's when God works even more, not to smite us, not to punish us, but to show us great possibilities, because we have the power to manifest anything. And yet, as humans who don't really get it, and that's not our fault completely, because most of the media, the news, stories tell us about our weakness. Instead of telling us about our powers. Actually, that reminds me of a little story that I'd like to, Dennis, step up and help me out here. It's Alice in Wonderland by Mr. Carroll. So many times we look to not manifesting our possibilities because we don't believe that these possibilities are for us, because we're taught in different ways how possibilities aren't here right now. Let me give you this example, part of Alice in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll. I will be playing Alice, and who are you?
The Mad Hatter.
So, where I come from, people study that they are not good at in order to be able to do what they are good at.
We go around in circles here in Wonderland, but we always end up where we started. Would you mind explaining yourself?
Well, grown-ups tell us to find out what we did wrong and never do it again.
That's odd. It seems to me that in order to find out something, you have to study at it. And when you study it, you become better at it. Why should you want to become better at something, then never do it again? But please continue.
Well, nobody ever tells us to study the right things we do. We are only supposed to learn from the wrong things, but we are permitted to study the right things other people do. And sometimes we're even told to copy them.
That's cheating.
You're quite right, Mr. Hatter. I do live in a topsy-turvy world. It seems like that I have to do something wrong first in order to learn what not to do, and then, but not doing what I am not supposed to do, perhaps I'll be right. But I'd rather be right the first time. Thank you, Mad Hatter.
You're welcome.
So I heard a bunch of that kind of resonated with us, because we're told to look at what we do wrong, which closes off our possibilities. We're told to look at our mistakes constantly so that we can improve. And I don't know why he's called the Mad Hatter, because he was quite madly ingenious in knowing that we don't need to put ourselves into a damnation or a hellacious component. Yes, don't ignore the mistakes that we've made. Learn from them. Move forward. But open yourself to the possibilities of what can be done correctly. Study the things of God's will of good and the possibilities that are open to us right now. The world. Have you heard that saying, the world is our oyster? But do you believe it's your oyster? Do you believe the pearl is there waiting for you, or do you believe that it is for someone else? Do you believe that life and possibilities are limited, or do you believe in the unlimitedness? Do you believe in the possible, or do you continue to manifest or believe in the impossible? I love the famous quote from Audrey Hepburn that I believe that we need to remember. As she says, nothing is impossible. The word itself says, I'm possible. Yes. The word itself says, I'm possible. And you are possible. Why? Because we are all, no exceptions, no mistakes, should hold us back from knowing that the possibilities of God are there because we are God's children. And God's want for each and every one of us is to manifest greatness, to manifest heaven here on earth, to manifest everything that is needed, to know that everything is possible, so that we are not held back by our fears, so that we're not held back by seeming limitations, so that we're not held back by others' opinions of what we can or cannot do, and we stand strong, and we stand planted in God's will of good. You know, nowhere in the Bible did Jesus ever say that God is there to hurt us. Nowhere in the New Testament, let me say in the New Testament, because yes, the Old Testament has a number of things about God smiting us. That is the beauty of why the Jesus coming about in the New Testament is such a wonderful story, because Jesus brought forth a God that loves us, brought us into a knowledge of a loving Father, Abba, who only wants the best, that only there are tremendous possibilities for us, so tremendous that miracles will happen if only you believe, if only you know and realize your oneness with God. So many times in the Bible, we believe that Jesus is only talking about himself or special people that are the embodiment of God. And his statements about follow me because the Father and I are one was, as we teach, follow me in the knowing. In the knowing that God's presence is within each and every one of us. Follow me into the teachings of what is known because possibilities are yours. Something that most ministers don't really remind us about the Bible, and unfortunately, I forgot to write it down which scripture it is. But some of the times that Jesus was the most angry at his disciples were when they didn't get it. When they did not understand that they too were sent out to heal, to raise the dead. When they were looking for something outside of themselves, someone outside of themselves, Jesus as the only possibility, and not realizing that God was not only manifesting brilliantly within Jesus, but Jesus was the teacher to show them, to tell them that no, I am not the only one. And we're still trying to grab a hold of that lesson, that the infinite possibilities don't live outside of us in some past tense or in some future. The possibilities of greatness and happiness live in us right here, right now. And so I want to leave you with the thought that nothing is impossible for this ministry. Nothing is impossible for me. Nothing is impossible for you individually. Because possibility is not found, again, in any certain time. It's found within you, where God resides. And so, know that something wonderful is happening right now. That we are all here to do amazing things. We're all here. That is our purpose, to do amazing things. And I know that this ministry will. So I say, I wish you all Godspeed. Godspeed is not something that you reach by moving faster or striving harder. It's something that you reach when you slow down enough to savor the good and enjoy God's blessings that are all around and within you. Godspeed enables you to see with your eyes what you were blind to. Godspeed allows you to see the infinite possibilities to embrace happiness. So I wish you Godspeed. I wish you happiness. And I pray, knowing that God's will of good is in this place right here, right now, because this is the day the Lord has made. And I rejoice with you and am glad in it. And so let us read our affirmation for today. Let me say it, see if it resonates with you, and if you agree, let's say it together. I am a magnificent possibility headed for certain greatness. Can you feel that? Can you agree with that? Can you wear it? Inhale it? Let's say this together. I am a magnificent possibility headed for certain greatness. Let's add, this church is magnificent possibilities headed for certain greatness. This church is magnificent possibilities headed for certain greatness. It is so. Know that wherever I am, my love still stays here with each and every one of you. God bless you all.